you should face a couple of people beating themselves, crying, just to look at you. If you descend from, let's say, a little hill, and you see thousands of people, and they are kneeling down towards you, how do you feel? Then you see, you start to shift your idea of yourself to yourself. First, very humble, in a very humble way, you become lucky and maybe interesting, and you are good for them. So you're helpful. So you pretend that you're at their service. Then later on, you see that you do some miracles. You will be told that you did the miracle, and you start to believe in it. Then, step by step, you could be a fellow who started his path with the righteousness of every single worker. Believe in socialism. Believe in the poorest people of the nation, and end up to have a couple of virgins per month coming from the different places of the country for you, and you see it fitted to your situation. That will happen. This is the danger of you towards me. What is my danger towards you? I would love to be the Pharaoh. Okay? And I know to become a Pharaoh, I have to attract the people. I have to make the situation grow in a way that everybody will love me. I start with you. What do I tell you? How that purple is really you. I will give you a compliment. I lie to you because then you will like me. And it goes on and on and on. So we do it in both ways. The first way is cheating ourselves because we are being loved. The other one is trying to be loved by cheating other people, by lying and pretending and all that stuff. So this goes back and forth. Rumi's suggestion is start from somewhere. You should do something about this, because this is a very serious danger. We were talking about giving up your fellowship. Here we say this is one of the sources, main source of fellowship. You will become arrogant by that illusion. Yes, he will give you a very serious, sharp advice now.
The world's flattery and hypocrisy is a sweet morsel. Eat less of it, for it is a morsel full of fire.
See, it was very clear that there are flatteries. This is an awful stuff, but it tastes good. It tastes good. Do not eat it because it's full of fire. Remember the fire, the Satan, the knowledge in a way, but the wrong kind of knowledge. The hell itself, that hell, the final doom is in this bite. trying to absorb flattery, to attract flattery. Could you believe it? That this is in Persian language, and the Iranians are proud of this. And today, first characteristic of them is flattery, and they call it taaruf, means lying, cheating. They call each other big names. They all pretend to be humble, therefore they don't need the humbleness. This is something that you cannot go back on. The flattery and hypocrisy tastes good, but stop eating it. Why? Let's see the fire.
Its fire is hidden and its taste is manifest. Its smoke becomes visible in the air. Do not say, how should I swallow that praise?
A lot of you will say that, don't you? Now if I really flatter you and give you a compliment, what do you do? Say, I know it's a compliment. It doesn't bother me that much, does it? If you receive a compliment, what will happen to you? You go in a shopping mall and somebody with smile will go and say, What can I help you today with? What do you feel? Oh, you think that nothing, it's not very serious, right? Go on. Listen carefully.
He is speaking from desire. I am on his track. If your good order should satirize me in public, your heart would burn for days on account of those scorches.
Mm-hmm. Is that okay? If you're here to say, okay, no, I go over there and they flatter me, but I know what it is about. It doesn't work. And say, okay, if you pass by and they're swearing at you, what will happen? You don't care about what they say about you. You do. So do not fool yourself. That flattery doesn't fool me. Flattery fools everyone. Everyone. Except those exceptional people with that exceptional shield. You're all vulnerable to flattery because we are all generally, at the end of the day, we have two parts. Moses and Pharaoh. That's it. You see, that's the longest, most famous. We have a breath and we have this self. We have the animal and the spirit. So it's these two parts, right? And this Pharaoh feeds on a lot of stuff. Flattery is one of them, yes.
Although you know that he said it in disappointment, because the hopes he had of you brought him no gain, the effect thereof is remaining within you. The same experience happens to you in the case of praise. The effect of that too lasts for many days and becomes a source of arrogance and deception of the soul.
Now here is not deception of the soul. Here is John again. Khuda and John means cheating that life. Means that the effect of this flattery will remain in you and will somehow will rest for a couple of days to make the arrogance and the deception of the life in you. Yes.
But it does not show itself because praise is sweet. The evil shows itself because blame is bitter.
This is something that I remember one of my teachers. He had a very lovely saying about the good and bad stuff. He would have always say that, you see, there is a basic difference between bad and good. The difference is